This is Adam from Tampa, Florida, CIA. I just wanted to ask, especially Carrie, when you're first establishing a campus ministry, aside from all the administrative stuff and dealing with the campus administration, as far as reaching the actual students and getting them in that funnel process, could you describe a little bit what exactly goes on there, how exactly you get them to the point, once you've gotten them on the campus and gotten them to an event, how you start to bring them down that process exactly?
Yeah, I think we advertise real heavy for those big events. And then once we get them there, I use my students that I have, you know, and I guess it depends on where exactly you're starting. You know, we moved over and we had six people living on campus. So I had six people our first semester, and we had this huge event and all these people come. Well, I told those six people the same thing I told the people when we were over at Edwardsville. You pick two or three people at this event that you feel like you click with from the very beginning, and you suction to them for the rest of the night, and you don't leave their side, and you get to know them, and you develop a relationship with them, and plan something this week that you can do with them, you know, hang out with them, and then next week try to get them to come to cross chat. And so what those people do is they develop those relationships with those people, and they're like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? They go see a movie with them, and then the next week they say, hey, why don't you come to our cross chat? It's real short Bible discussion, then we hang out, we watch movies, we talk about, and it's things that apply to life. And then, and you know, they know how to communicate that to where it's attractive to those other students. And then they bring them to cross chat, and then from cross chat, they see... in cross chat this past year, we covered a lot of different things. We covered one of our cross chats is called Changing Majors, and we talked to them a lot about saying, you know, how many times do you think an average college student changes their major? And we talk about, well, why do you change your major? Different reasons. And then we talk about, you know, there's some major decisions that you make in life, and some of the decisions you're making, you may need to consider changing, because you know it's heading you down a certain path, and if you change the major decisions in your life and you do it this way, God has something awesome planned for you. And we've done them on a lot of different things, just issues that college students face. We've done some on family, and just saying, look, you know, how many of you, an opening question on our cross chat is, how many of you want to have the family you grew up in? And at that cross chat, every time we've done it, not a single person has raised their hand. And we say, well, let me give you some ideas of how, as a college student, you can start to set yourself out on a different path. And, you know, and so those things, that they come to those cross chats and they're like, man, this is different, because normally when I go to church, I'm bored and what I hear has nothing to do with my life. So when they come, they get a taste of that, and then they see the relationships afterwards. And so we're like, hey, well, why don't you come to church with us? You know, because man, the church is like this, only it's a service, and there's worship and the music's, you know, you're gonna love it. And so and they come to church, and then the closer that relationship gets and things, you know, we set up a one-on-one Bible study with them, and we sit down and the same process that my dad talked about with the adults. There'll be two people who sit down with them, you know, we start studying with them from the very beginning, sharing the vision for them of what God wants to do in their life. And this person's sitting here to study, to learn how to study, so they can do this with somebody else. And someday you'll be here and saying, and just really casting a vision for what God wants to do in their life. And they become Christians. And then, you know, we, as far as moving them to the core or just to Christianity, or I mean, to being saved, I don't know how far you want me to go with that, but you want me to explain more of that? You know, after that, what we do is they normally during the time that they're studying on that one-on-one study, they start coming to our cell groups that we do. And but after they become a Christian, they keep coming to those. And we have meetings in the mornings that I get with my college guys. Every small group gets with their guys in the morning usually. And I get with my leadership, and we just talk about the things that will help them grow in their relationship with God. We talk about the things that a disciple does. We talk about the purpose of the campus ministry, the purpose of the church, and we try to integrate them as much as possible into that vision so that they understand that they're a part of something. And as they grow, you know, then they become interns, and then from internship, we train them to take over a cell, and then they take over a small group themselves. And we do the same thing with our cross chats. We have interns, and then they start new cross chats when ours get too big.
One thing I'd also say, all of those things are plows, you know, the events and everything, and it doesn't do any good to plow the ground unless there's seed. At some point, the seed has to be inserted. And so I think also coming up a way that we study, you know, whenever I was in school, they taught us, you know, the OBS, which, why, would, which. Yes, no, 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 yes, 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 yes. Do you feel like we have a relationship? No. was sort of how it went, you know, honestly. And so our studies, we try to get a relationship with them. And there's a lot of good studies out there. Before long, we get requests for the studies that we do a lot of times, and we've just had the opportunity that we're going to be having some put on the they're going to be filmed, and you can't replicate exactly. The only way you can really learn to study with somebody is to study with somebody. But before very long, Carrie and I will be having some DVDs that will have our studies on them, to where we're going to be doing mock studies to where you can sort of walk through if you want to know. Because in our studies, we're very intentional the way that we study the Bible with people from the very beginning. We paint a vision of what they could be. And I think it's really important that from the very beginning, with that guy sitting next to me saying he's taking notes here, I'm giving him a vision that says baptism isn't the end, which is what we tend to make it. Mm-hmm. And so there's all kinds of things that we do through every study that we have. There's two things that we do is that we make sure that we exalt Jesus and we give hope. Those two things. Exalt Jesus and the hope of a future. And those two things are significant. If those don't happen in the studies, we fail. So somehow connecting with a Bible study that helps you to perpetuate the plans and the goals that you have. And so those aren't available yet. Hopefully within the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll have those available. So if you talk to Carrie or something, we can maybe get some of those out somehow.
You can, once those are available, I'll post the info on at campusministryunited.com, and we'll distribute them that way.
Adam, you weren't there in the beginning, but our first picnic, when I got there, a welcome back picnic, we had 200 or 300 people there at all of a sudden, and people in line waiting to be fed, people sitting at tables eating. And I look over, and Aurelio will remember this, I look over and all 6 of my college students who are there to make a connection with this event that we're having, these people we're having, are sitting at one table talking to each other. I had to go over to them and just kindly kick them in the rear end. And
he was very Christ-like. He turned over their table.
And made them realize that the reason we did this is to get the people here so you could make a connection. And so there it is. At the big events, you've got to make, as he said, you've got to make a connection with people. And you've got to train your people to do that because they don't know to do it automatically.